B-21 Raider versus B-2 Spirit, B-52, and B-1 Lancer, what sets it apart? The next-generation Northrop Grumman B-21 Raider is now test-flying with the United States Air Force, expected to enter service in 2027. This marks a significant milestone for the program, which has been years in development. The first bomber the B-21 is expected to replace is the B-1B, before eventually replacing the B-2 Spirit and operating alongside the B-52 into the 2050s. The conventional roles of bombers differ from their nuclear capabilities. This article will focus on the conventional roles of these bombers and not their nuclear roles. It will also put a greater emphasis on the missions they are intended to be assigned and how they solve them, and less on raw headline numbers like max Mach. Examining how the B-21 Raider stacks up against the B-52 and B-1B is asking the wrong question. These bombers are built for different roles. The B-52 can be conceptualized as the last of the World War II lineage of bombers that culminated with a jet-powered bomber. The B-52 was designed to brute force its way through enemy air defense, with machine guns fitted to defend against enemy fighters. It was envisioned that the aircraft would sustain heavy losses, and so it was built in large numbers, 744, to sustain attrition. As time went on, the B-52 became too vulnerable to improved air defense, and losses became unacceptable. The last time they were used in a bomber formation, forcing their way through contested airspace, was in 1972 during Operation Linebacker II against Hanoi. The B-1B Lancer was designed as a hybrid between supersonic bombers and the future B-2 Spirit. It was built to combine a dramatically reduced radar signature with low supersonic flight. However, the development of look-down radars and improved short-range air defense reduced the effectiveness of that tactic over time. At the same time, the dense air has worn the airframes out much faster than those of the B-52. Payloads remain important, but not as much as they once were. The Air Force wants to keep its fleet of B-52s in service due to their remaining capabilities. The B-21 Raider has a disclosed payload capacity of just 30,000 pounds, only a little more than the payload of an F-15EX. This limited payload capacity may impact the B-21's ability to carry out long-range missions or engage in high-intensity combat scenarios.